Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Illuminated Heart podcast. Today, I am excited to introduce my very first guest on this podcast. It is my dear friend, Azra Jamal. She is a personal development coach. She is a graduate in a master's of psychology. She is a mental health advocate and the author of the amazing self-help book, To My Darling Self. Welcome to today's episode, Azra.
Thank you so much, Ahlam, for having me. And I'm truly honored that I am your first guest. Honestly, by now, I would have thought you've had many, Ahlam, because your podcast is absolutely amazing. And I randomly just go on it and listen to even snippets, you know, sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I needed to hear that today.
Thank you.
And I was showing it off to, you know, my mom today, and she was very, very proud of you. Just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so kind. That is so kind. Thank you. Thank you for doing this with me today. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today about self-love. Let's talk about self-love and what that means to you.
The buzzword self-love. You know, I think it's a continuous journey, and it's not really a destination. It's more learning to introspect, learning to reflect, learning more about yourself, how you can show up for yourself so that you can show up for others as well. I think it's that understanding of who you truly are at your core, and understanding your soul
that you've been trusted with. I love that. That is beautiful. I love that description that you've given about self-love. And you're right. It really is a journey, because for myself, it's only recently that I feel like I've started to truly understand what self-love means. For many years, I thought that I was loving myself and being kind to myself by attending to others. I thought that was by me giving to others, that was what made me feel good about myself. And I didn't realize that I was getting depleted by attending to others and neglecting myself, because I didn't really know what my needs were. So it took me a long time to then realize, who am I? What are my needs? What do I need to fill myself up?
And I think this is from a poem by Bo Taplin. I follow him on Instagram. He's an amazing poet. But he wrote something, and I'm going to paraphrase, about self-love being filling your own cup, and whatever overflows goes to others, right? And so would you say, like, you were giving to others before you were giving yourself? So almost the opposite of what he said.
Yeah, definitely. Because it comes into like my childhood attachment patterns. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, coming from dysfunctional families where your value is placed on people pleasing, attending to, you know, conforming to how other people want you to be. First and foremost is your parents. So you adopt that pattern and you don't really know what your needs are. You don't really know your true self. You don't know, you're expecting others to fill you up, not realizing that you need to feel your own self.
Right.
That's the key for self-love, is that you're not looking externally to fill you up, but you find it within yourself. But you only get to that once you actually know yourself. When you get to know who you are and what your patterns are. It takes a long time to discover that.
I think in the cultures that we grew up in, and, you know, obviously us both being Tanzanians, we've seen that a lot, where for them, love was being at the service of others. And I don't think they were taught a concept of loving yourself. It's almost a foreign thing, right?
It was more about conforming to and obeying to whatever you're told to do and be. You didn't really have much of an identity, or your identity, should I say, was controlled by others. I know my journey, though, is very different to yours. So that was my experience. But what was your experience?
It's very interesting, isn't it? Because, like, we both, again, come from an individualistic society / collectivist. We've had the best of both, I'd say. And I think now we're trying to find that balance of, yes, we love to serve others and we love seeing others happy, but what are we doing for ourselves? You know, and I think finding that balance is the most crucial thing. And I think my journey has been, my role model during my journey has been my mom, and she has taught me how to love myself and appreciate myself. And it wasn't in a selfish way or a boastful way. It was more that it was my responsibility. If I want to be a content human being, a content soul, if I want to show up for other people, how can I show up for myself first? How can I appreciate myself first? You know, and I learned gratitude through that as well. And I think, like, you know, in my university days, I was, you know, very much involved with a lot of charity work, community work, because I was at a place where I was so grateful for everything that I had. And for me, gratitude is self-love, being grateful for what God has given me. And I thought, I have all these luxuries in my life. I want to now show up for other people who don't. And so I believe that because I had that awareness to actually be happy and content and love myself, that I could then contribute to my ummah, to people who I don't know, but I know need me, because that was my responsibility. And so I think there is a spiritual connection to self-love. It's not all about me, me, me. It's, how can I purify myself? How can I love myself so that I can love others as well?
Yeah, perfectly said. Definitely. And that is in line with the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who says that love for others, what you love for yourself. Now, how can we love for others good things if we can't embody those good things within ourselves? Because also, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the believers are mirrors to one another. So whatever you have within yourself, you will mirror to others. If we have goodness and self-love and worthy and feel worthy within ourselves, then we'll reflect those good qualities onto others. So I love that, what you said. How do you think we as Muslim women can embody self-love, and how can we practice that?
I think it is our responsibility to actually embody self-love. How we get there is truly to accept who we are and remember that there is no best version that you can keep up with, because that's unrealistic. You know, we have to accept the days where we are at our lowest points. We have to accept the days where, you know, we don't feel secure, we don't feel confident. And then there are some days where we feel on top of the world and everything's amazing. And then there are days where we're just going about our days. It's quite robotic, you know. So there's highs and lows of it all. We have to accept ourselves through all the phases that we go through. And I think that is accepting yourself is self-love again.
I love that.
So self-love isn't this heightened moment that you reach.
Yeah.
It's within our daily lives, how we can show up for ourselves. Can we show ourselves compassion? Can we show ourselves grace? Can we show others compassion and grace? You know, because oftentimes when we do the inner work, right, we almost aren't tolerant to those who aren't at that level that we are at.
Oh, yeah.
And so then we expect everyone to be at the same level. And when they're not, we get angry with them. And then we push them away and we say, that person's not vibing on my level. I need to cut them out. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the whole pseudo-psychology social media movement that isn't truly in line with our faith, you know, because it's pushing that whole idea of if someone's not on the same wavelength, they are not for you. You have to cut them out. Mm-hmm. Eventually, if you really go by that, you are going to end up alone and miserable. And that's going to go against all the self-help work that you've been putting into yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You can't expect everyone to meet themselves, you know, where you've met yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you might be at another level and that's okay. It goes back to, you know, be a mirror to other people. Show them this is how I show up for myself. And if a friend or a family member or anyone from the community comes to you and asks you for advice, you know how to guide them because this is your journey and you've told them what works for you and what doesn't, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know you like journaling, don't you? I think you journal a lot more than I do. And I tried to be you, Ahlam, on my holiday in Tanzania this time.
What, seriously?
I journaled. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to try and journal on the beach. Yeah. And I couldn't do it every day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It doesn't naturally come to me.
Yeah.
And I know for you, it does.
Yeah.
So that's how you show yourself self-love.
Yeah.
And it works for you. And it's amazing for you.
Yeah.
For me, I tried it one day. And I swear that day made such a difference. I felt elated. I felt amazing. And I was like, okay, this is going to carry me through my whole trip.
Wow.
I never wrote in it again. But it helped, you know?
Yeah.
So I think different things for different people as well.
Yeah.
But it's nice to like guide each other. And I think going back to, you know, why is it important for Muslim women? I think, you know, we are a community of Muslim women. And it's nice to advise each other and help each other when asked, obviously, not giving unsolicited advice here and there. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that was amazing what you said. And it's true that we all have different journeys with self-love. For some of us, like I said, it wasn't modeled to us from a young age. And now in our adulthood, we're trying to understand what it means to love ourselves, to be there for ourselves, to be compassionate. In my last episode, I spoke about rewiring your inner voice from self-criticism to self-compassion. And again, it ties in with that. Like we didn't know how to be compassionate to ourselves because it wasn't modeled to us. So you're having to learn all of these things right now, which is hard. And as you're evolving, the people that don't really understand those concepts, they may see you in a different way or judge you in a different way. They don't really understand the journey, but it all comes down to you knowing yourself. What one of the great imams, he said that the one who knows himself knows their Rabb.
Wow.
Yeah. So if we know ourselves fully, it should lead us back to truly knowing who Allah is. How? By appreciating our qualities, by appreciating our strengths, by understanding our vulnerability in front of Allah. When we look at ourselves, we're reminded of Allah.
It's a great responsibility, I think, as well. You know, like knowing yourself, because this is the life that God has given us, the soul that He has given us, right? It is our responsibility to take care of it and to love it so that, you know, with that kind of feeling that you have in your heart, right, you also then are more connected to God that way because you live in contentment.
Yeah.
You know, you live in that compassion and that contentment and you want to know your Lord more. You're not in a bitter state. Because I do feel like when you're not working on yourself, I mean, God, we all face trials and tribulations, right? It's so easy to feel down and depressed and deflated. And yes, those are parts of life. But then if you don't work on loving all the good, the bad, and the ugly sides to your life, then you're going to end up bitter. Mm. And you're going to end up, you know, feeling super heavy. And then you're not going to fall, you know, you're not going to rely on your faith as much either. Mm. So I think it's cyclical. It's all connected. You know, loving yourself is also part of, you know, a responsibility
to Allah, isn't it? To Allah is it's an amana that our body.
It's a way to say thank you to God.
Yeah, definitely. Our bodies, our mind, our soul is all an amana from Allah, and Allah wants us to take care of ourselves in the right way. How can we show up for people in the right way, and all the roles that we play as Muslim women, as daughters and sisters and mothers and wives and all the other roles that we play? How can we be the best version in those roles that we play if we aren't good to ourselves and honor ourselves and know ourselves, take care of our needs? So it definitely is a responsibility that we have to Allah, and then to ourselves, and then to the connections that we have around us.
Absolutely. I do feel like the more I've, you know, journeyed into this self-love in terms of like understanding myself more, I've been less burnt out as well. Mm. Because initially, I couldn't say no. I thought saying no was rude, right? If my friends or anyone, you know, asks me to do something or go out and I'm genuinely not in the mood, I couldn't say no. I didn't know how to, right? But then I learned that when my friends want to hang out with me, they don't want to hang out with the burnt out version of me. Mm. They want me to be Azra, the person who, you know, they know me for, the person who I am. And if I can't show up as myself, then I shouldn't even be there, you know? And so I'm allowed to say no. Yeah. I'm allowed to have a day where I can just stay cooped up at home and rejuvenate. And, you know, so again, that's also a form of self-love. Mm. To kind of understand that I don't have to overstretch. I can do things at my own pace so that I can show up when people need me.
Yeah, that's learning about our boundaries, isn't it? Knowing where we draw the line of what doesn't feel right for us, what is not healthy for us, what is not serving us, where we're going overboard and becoming depleted, right? So that's something that I've had to learn myself as well. When you're primed for a long time, overgiving, then setting a boundary feels really uncomfortable for all the people who come onto the journey of self-love and honoring their needs and setting boundaries. It feels really uncomfortable at the beginning because your body is not used to that, your mind is not used to that, your system is not used to that, and it feels, what they say, selfish, but it isn't. It's you honoring yourself. You taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is.
It's responsible.
It's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I truly agree with that.
I think we've understood that self-love is actually what you said, accepting ourselves for who we are. So we place our value in who we are as a creation by Allah rather than placing our value in, for example, our job title or our achievements or our relationship status, because that is something that is unreliable. That's something that constantly changes. And does that mean that when that changes, then we don't have a sense of self-value and self-worth? It is realizing that our value is intrinsic because we are created from the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I love that you've mentioned that, because this whole journey of self-love for me was difficult before, because I never understood it for what it actually was. And like the word you said, intrinsic, that's exactly what it is. It's very soul deep, right? Whereas before, like as a young girl, I was body shamed growing up, okay? And I think that is something that I will never forget. It was a big part of my life, and it was a big part of me actually not loving myself, because I used to see it from those eyes. You know, even though I knew they were wrong to do that to a young girl, I knew they were wrong to body shame me, and I would never do that to someone else, but I still believed those words and I attached them to my worth. And therefore, I couldn't show myself that love that I truly deserved, you know. And if I could think back to that young Azra, I want to hug her, you know, and I want to tell her that your self-worth and your, you know, ability to love yourself isn't, it's not from outwardly, it's from within you, it's who you are, you know, because when we, our souls are gone, when we are no longer here, I don't think people will remember you as, you know, the curvy one or the bigger one or the pretty one. They'll remember you for your actions and how you made them feel.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because there are some people who are humans in, like, they're just feelings. Like when you leave their company, you feel you leave feeling amazing. Right? And you're like, wow, that soul is just incredible. You don't think after hanging out with someone, oh yeah, they've got a beautiful body. That it's so shallow, it's so superficial. And that's again the kind of self-love. And forget our collectivist societies, this was individualistic. Like, if you remember Ahlam, all the magazine covers that we grew up with, you know, it was all like the bodies that, you know, the celebrity bodies that you should aspire to have, and being a size zero, and all that was glamorized. And we all attached our self-worth and our self-love to that. And if we didn't have that, we weren't good enough.
Yeah.
But then I think with time, you realize it's truly an internal journey.
Yeah.
And it's such an important journey in our lives.
Honestly, it really is. And this is why we have to model self-love for ourselves, so that our daughters, our children don't grow up in the same cycle that we were in of neglecting themselves. They will learn from us. So we have to know how to love ourselves and be there for ourselves so that they can do the same. We're modeling this for the next generation. That's why our role, like you said, is for self-love as Muslim women is such a responsibility. We are shaping the next generation as the women we are today. We are showing how to be for the next women who come.
Absolutely. It is. And it reminds me of a story, actually. My sister was just speaking to her friend. And that day, you know, she wasn't really dressed up, but my sister always looks amazing, right? And so her friend complimented her. And my sister was just like, oh, no, I don't feel that great today. I don't look great. And her daughter, who was, I think, 5 at that time, was like, Mommy, and she touched her face and she said, Mommy, never say that. You always look beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And kids pick up on these things. They listen to these conversations.
They do.
And that becomes part of the vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, typically we're used to telling her how to appreciate herself, and not just, you know, outwardly, you know, inwardly as well. And so she's picked up on that, and she actually reminded, you know, her own mother that, you know, don't be so critical.
It's
love
true.
Yourself.
It's true. It's then children teaching us how then we can learn to love ourselves better. Yeah, it's beautiful. On a final note, what message do you want to leave with the listeners here today?
I want to remind everyone that self-love isn't selfish unless you make it truly about yourself, and remind yourself that I am doing this for me so that I can show up for others as well. And I can leave a good imprint. I can leave a good legacy. People will remember me for my personality, my soul, who I was internally. And it's a beautiful journey to go on. I think remember to give yourself that love and that grace throughout, you know, all your days, the good and the bad. And just remember that it's something that is your responsibility, and it's something that you have to do for yourself so that you can appreciate this life that we've been given. That's a gift from God.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, Azra. It was wonderful having this conversation with you. If you want to stay connected with Azra, you can follow her Instagram page at
Azra K. Jamal.
Azra K. Jamal. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And inshallah, I'll see you here in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum.